Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Wisdom Warriors. You know, life could throw some serious curveballs our way, right? We've all been there, staring down that pile of DDoS or facing a situation that feels completely overwhelming. But the thing is, building resilience isn't about being superhuman, it's about having the mental strength to bounce back, to learn and grow from those tough times. And today, we're diving deep into one of the most powerful tools for cultivating that resilience. Self-compassion. Think about it this way. Imagine you have a friend going through a rough patch. Would you be harsh on them? Would you tear them down for their mistakes? Probably not, right? You'd offer support, understanding, and maybe even a little pep talk. So why do we sometimes treat ourselves with less kindness than we would a dear friend? Self-compassion is about treating ourselves with the same warmth, understanding, and encouragement that we extend to others. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, everyone struggles at times, and that's okay. It doesn't mean ignoring our flaws or avoiding challenges, it means facing them with kindness and acceptance. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you build resilience through self-compassion. 1. Embrace imperfection. You know that feeling when you're striving for perfection, and everything feels just a little off? That relentless pursuit of flawlessness can actually be really damaging. Let's be real, nobody's perfect. Embracing imperfection allows us to learn, grow, and move forward without getting bogged down by self-criticism. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever find yourself stuck in a loop of negative thoughts? Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on your mental chatter. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your surroundings, and notice your thoughts and feelings without getting carried away by them. This can help you create space between yourself and those harsh inner voices. 3. Challenge negative self-talk. We all have that inner critic, right? The one that whispers doubts and negativity in our ears. But what if we could challenge those negative thoughts? When you catch yourself thinking something unkind, ask yourself, is this really true? Would I say this to a friend? Often, our self-criticism is just a distorted reflection of reality. 4. Cultivate gratitude. You know that feeling of contentment when you truly appreciate the good things in your life? Gratitude shifts our focus from what we lack to what we already have. Take a moment each day to reflect on things you're grateful for, big or small, a warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, or even just a sunny day. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember that you are worthy of love, kindness, and compassion, just as you are. Treat yourself with the same care and understanding that you would offer to someone you love dearly. Forgive your mistakes, celebrate your successes, and remember that you're on a journey, not a race. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. You've put in the time, researched thoroughly, and practiced until you feel confident. But then, as you step onto the stage, butterflies erupt in your stomach, your voice wavers, and suddenly, you feel a wave of self-doubt washing over you. Here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of getting swept up in those negative thoughts, I'm going to mess this up, everyone is judging me, you take a deep breath, acknowledge your nervousness, it's okay to feel nervous, it means I care, and remind yourself that you've prepared well and have valuable insights to share. You focus on connecting with the audience, delivering your message with authenticity, and owning your experience. See how self-compassion helps you navigate that challenging moment. It allows you to face your fears, learn from your experiences, and ultimately become more resilient in the face of adversity. So, what's the takeaway? Self-compassion is a superpower. It's about being kind to yourself, even when things get tough. Embrace imperfection, practice mindfulness, challenge those negative thoughts, cultivate gratitude, and remember you are worthy of love and compassion, just as you are. Now, go out there and be your own best friend. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little self-love, leave a review if it resonated with you, and join the conversation on social media using #WisdomWarriors. Until next time, keep those heads high and hearts open.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.